From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Did you know that one out of every three vehicles worldwide is powered by Clarios? They're a massive global force in energy storage, bringing advanced battery technology to the everyday driver. We recently caught up with Clarios Product Portfolio Director Troy Hanke to talk about the accelerating transition to AGM technology. Troy touched on the engineering behind AGM batteries.
AGM batteries, or absorbent glass mat, use advanced fiberglass separators to absorb the acid, which creates a safe and spill-proof design. They also maintain internal compression and even acid distribution, improving durability, vibration resistance, and long-term performance.
Because today's vehicles are packed with advanced electronics and essential driver and safety features, understanding modern battery technology is critical. Matching your vehicle's power demands with that right technology is the key to avoiding unexpected breakdowns. Don't wait for a dead battery to leave you stranded. Visit autobatteries.com to keep your car reliably powered for the road ahead.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is. Welcome in. Remember, every Thursday, 10 a.m., we tape live. You want to call us? Head to thecarshow.com. All the information is there, how to call us, how to email us, how to semaphore flag us. I mean, anything you need to do to get to us, that's what you got to do, right, Dan?
Oh, of course. That's very simple, Brian. Why not?
That's very simple. You just learned Morse code. You find yourself one of those things that they have in the old westerns.
Yep.
And we're right there. Let's jump. We got a call, Dan. Let's jump right to the calls. It's we have Warren here. Warren's got an 04 Cadillac LAC XLR. Hey, Warren, how many miles on your Cadillac?
82,000.
Oh, and what's going on with it?
Well, let me get a little history here. I bought this car two and a half years ago, and when I got it, the ABS light and the traction control light were on. I've been driving it for 2.5 years, knowing that the ABS system doesn't work. Well, I finally found a mod. I traced it down to being the module that was a problem. I finally found a used module. I put this thing in 2 weeks ago, and everything was fine. The lights were gone. The cruise control started working again. The next day, I took it for a ride, for about a 10-mile ride. And on the way home, I'm doing about 40 miles an hour. And the ABS applied the brake to the left front wheel.
Oh.
Very quickly. It pulsated a little bit, pulled to the left, and then let go. And the traction control light came on immediately. And then the car was fine the rest of the way home. Well, it's done this three more times to me, gradually getting worse. I put code scanners on it. All of the wheel sensors are working according to two different code scanners. I did get a code, a DTC code of a U2108 yesterday when I checked it again. And I'm okay. Just wondering what the heck could be going on.
Well, you have an older vehicle. Most likely this is a vehicle that is not driven much because of the type of vehicle it is. A lot of people keep these as summertime drivers. And what we have to remember over time, your automatic braking system relies on fresh, clean brake fluid. So if we're dealing with a vehicle that's, you know, 22, 23 years old, there's a good possibility that your problem may not necessarily be that module, but more of the ABS motor and pump assembly. Because what can happen within the pump assembly, that module controls the solenoids that will apply pressure and alternate it, whether it's left front, right front, left rear, wherever, when it's needed, when there's wheel slip, it'll apply. So I have a feeling that your problem may be within the hydraulic motor and pump assembly. Now, what you should do or can do, if you haven't done the service, naturally, I would definitely have all the brakes inspected. And not necessarily for the amount of lining that's on there, but let's make sure that the brake pads themselves are not seizing within the caliper mounting brackets. If they're seizing in the caliper mounting brackets, it can create a drag. Or if they're totally seized, that's where ABS can be applied because of the fact that it's trying to push on the caliper, or the caliper is trying to push on the pad, and it cannot because that pad is seized in the caliper mounting bracket, which would be the inboard pad as the most common area for the seizure. So I would start off with a brake inspection. Because of the age of the vehicle, I would definitely have the brake fluid purged out of the system. And what they can do with their equipment, the service shop that does this, is they can do what they call an in-bay diagnostics, where they can actually actuate the ABS pump and motor to make sure that all these solenoids and the pump itself is working properly, because all you need is one stuck solenoid to keep it open or closed where you said the brake applied itself and took it off right away. And again, a lot of this has to do with brake lining and the pads, but go back to the basics. And why the brake fluid is important is that brake fluid can absorb moisture. And moisture is not a good thing to have within your braking system. So that's where I would start right there. I don't think it's going to cost you a lot of money, but besides that, it's something that needs to be done because of the age of the vehicle and the vehicle being new to you.
Yeah, okay, understood. Now, Jack, I have no idea about the brake fluid on this car. Like I said, I bought it 2.5 years ago, and it could be original brake fluid. I don't even know.
Right. And what happens if you don't have your ABS pump and motor assembly, and I've seen this so many times, but people that have, vehicles that they don't drive all the time or they're summertime drivers, if the ABS system is not working in the sense of if you don't actuate that, these pistons and solenoids and things that end up getting bound, it's the moisture in the system that creates the rust, and that's why they stick. That's why I recommend to a lot of people, hey, if it's snowy out or whatever, and you apply the brakes, make the brakes to get into a little bit of a skid in a parking lot, do it in a safe area, because you want that actuation of all these solenoids within that pump and motor assembly. But you're going to find out, the brake inspection, make sure the pads aren't seized, and of course, replace the brake fluid.
Okay, another question for you.
William, we're headed into a break here. Warren, I'm sorry, Warren. Hold on for us. We'll get you on the other side of the break, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Diesel owners know, take care of your engine and it's going to return the favor. Hotshot Secret formulates additives that help prevent problems and boost performance. Diesel Extreme cleans injector deposits while EDT increases fuel economy by up to 7.3%. It's scientifically proven by third-party testing. Add Hotshot Secret at your next fill-up to get the most out of your diesel. Hotshot Secret products are available nationwide at AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Walmart, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and online at hotshotsecret.com. Did you know that one out of every three vehicles worldwide is powered by Clarios? They're a massive global force in energy storage, bringing advanced battery technology to the everyday driver. We recently caught up with Clarios Product Portfolio Director Troy Hanke to talk about the accelerating transition to AGM technology. Troy touched on the engineering behind AGM batteries.
AGM batteries, or absorbent glass mat, use advanced fiberglass separators to absorb the acid, which creates a safe and spill-proof design. They also maintain internal compression and even acid distribution, improving durability, vibration resistance, and long-term performance.
Because today's vehicles are packed with advanced electronics and essential driver and safety features, understanding modern battery technology is critical. Matching your vehicle's power demands with that right technology is the key to avoiding unexpected breakdowns. Don't wait for a dead battery to leave you stranded. Visit autobatteries.com to keep your car reliably powered for the road ahead. Brake operation is a critical part of vehicle safety. CRC Industries, the makers of BrakeLean, is proud to offer a number of products for brake-related service and repair, like CRC synthetic brake and caliper grease. Used to reassemble both disc and drum brakes, it resists moisture and will not wash off. And CRC Celeramic Brake System Grease is a synthetic dry film ceramic lubricant formulated to reduce brake noise and vibrations. You can learn more about these and other great products at crcindustries.com.
William.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
That's right. I want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by Hotshot Secret and their Stiction Eliminator Oil Treatment. It's engineered to remove the stiction, sludge, and varnish created from burnt oil while also lubricating the system. Drive to hotshotsecret.com for more information and by Standard. Blue Streak by Standard is focused on giving technicians more improvements over the OE design to address known flaws or more components in the box just to make it easier to do the job right. You can learn more about that right there at standardbrand.com. We're talking with Warren. Warren, we're back. You had another question about your Cadillac, or was it another car?
No, same thing.
Okay.
The last time it happened to me, I was about 25 miles away from home when it happened. Okay, I was able to get the car off the road. I shut the car down, restarted the car. I got absolutely no lights. I turned the traction control feature off, and I drove all the way home with no incident. Now, when I turn that traction control off, does that disable the ABS as well?
Yes, no, it doesn't. But the traction control does. They keep in mind they work hand in hand. Okay, the computers, the modules communicate with each other. But remember again in the prior conversation about the importance of having the brake fluid flushed out of the system. And again, if the brake pads are seized in the caliper mounting bracket, the pad itself may be, even if it's a 64th of an inch away from the rotor, the inboard pad, because of the brake pad seizure, you're going to have on and off effects. And keep in mind that the ABS light was coming on because it sensed slippage, whether it was upon braking, not braking, but, you know, not to rehash over everything we spoke about earlier, do the brake inspection. And again, don't have someone just look through the open wheel and say, oh yeah, you have plenty of brake lining there. That's not the case. You have to literally remove the tires and wheels, pull the brake caliper off of its mounting bracket, and then make sure and check both front and rear that the brake pads move freely in the caliper mounting bracket. That is the key here. And this could be another problem, again, with the ABS brakes and why you're having this problem. And again, the module you had before probably did fail because of the solenoids, if they're binding or sticking or whatever. It's an electrical part, and what it does, that is a part that actually actuates these solenoids. You know, it's a more or less a magnet that applies it and disengages. So, you know, both areas again are very important, especially with the brake fluid. Even servicing that brake fluid, the system, getting that out of there, and using the appropriate brake fluid, this is going to be a starting point for you, without spending a lot of money. But you have to verify to make sure that none of these pads are binding within the caliper mounting brackets.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your help. I'm going to see if I can find a shop that I can take it to and have them change the fluid and give a good and brake inspection on it.
Right. But Warren, this is so important, Warren. Mm-hmm. You have to tell them you need to have the calipers pulled up to make sure that the brake pads themselves are not seized in the bracket. You can look at it. Everything can look fine, but the caliper has, there's no way you can see beyond that with unless and do this test unless you have the caliper.
Yep, I understand what you're saying.
Hold on. Yeah. Yes. So specify.
Okay. Yep, will do.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Warren. Let us know how it goes. Let us know what's going on, okay?
Will do. I thank you guys for your help. I listen to you all the time.
Excellent. We appreciate it, Warren. We really do. Even though I called you William before, we appreciate it, Warren.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a good day. That's important, Dan, to let people know. You have to tell your technician what you want them to do, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Well, because they don't have the rest of the story.
Right.
They need to know everything. And what he needs to do is, again, have the service done, performed for the brake fluid, have that changed. But then again, too, tell them that, you know, it's an older car, it's a seasonal car, and you want to make sure that the brake pads are not seizing into the caliper mounting brackets. Because so many times you can have good brake lining, and if the vehicle sat for a while, and keep in mind, I don't know what part of the country he was calling from, but like in our region, you know, where they use a lot of road salts and so forth, what can happen is the rust will form on that mounting bracket, push up against a stainless steel abutment clip, and that's what causes the seizure.
Okay.
And if that pad is not free-floating within that caliper mounting bracket, you can have problems like he mentioned, the left front wheel, the ABS
right.
was applied. Well, it probably was, but then guess what happened? It didn't release. It was applied and it didn't release. So he could have that binding pad where it's stuck up against the rotor, or again, too, it's totally, even like I stated, 64th of an inch away is enough where, you know, the computer can take over looking at wheel speeds and that. And when you come upon braking, it may see a difference, you know, in the rotational, how many revolutions per minute compared from wheel to wheel, what's going on. And that's where ABS works in. It senses wheel slippage.
Okay. And so, and if I took it to just a shop and just said, hey, I need a brake inspection, and they looked at it, they wouldn't necessarily know that. You're going to need to tell them, hey, this is what's happening. This is what I think's going on. I mean, that's the great thing of asking you the question. You can tell them what to tell them to do.
Right. And tell them why. You know, that's the issue, because so many times I've seen it. I've had other, well, I had it at another shop and they told me the brakes are fine. Well, no, you have 100,000 miles on it and the brake pads are glazed and cracked because the inboard pads are, you know, you can look at the thickness, but you cannot do a total inspection. And don't get me wrong. If they get the you know, we'll say if it does need service work or the brake work, the shop may not charge because you're going to have the service performed by then. But if you don't have it done by then, there may be a fee because it's a little bit more work involved.
Well, sure. Yeah, they're taking the tires off. Yeah.
Right. So, and the calipers.
Yeah.
Which, again, they're only held on with two bolts. You know, not a big deal, but that's the only proper way to do it, especially on vehicles. In his case, you know, a 2004, the vehicle's 22, 23 years old.
Right.
And it's a seasonal vehicle.
Yeah. And I mean, but I mean, it's what I'm thinking is if I take my car in and it was doing what Warren's car is doing, and I just said, hey, would you guys inspect my brakes? And they inspect it. They're not doing anything wrong. They're doing what I asked them to do, but they're not doing that in-depth thorough inspection that is needed to find out what the exact problem is.
Right. If he explains to him what types of problems they were having, or he was having.
I think it's important for all of us to remember, you guys are technicians. You're not psychics. You know,
well, wait a minute, Brian. I always have a magic wand and a crystal ball over here. You know, you see this, I keep it right on top the console here.
I didn't know that was a magic wand. You always just swap me with it. I thought it was a switch.
Well, you know, it's a dual purpose item.
but I mean, I do think a lot of people will complain about their auto parts repair place or their technician and go, that guy ... Well, but if you're not telling him all the information that you have, or even if you just forget, you're not, I mean, I don't think anybody's going in and like, I'm going to test him and not give him all the information. But if you don't tell them things, they don't know what exactly to look for. And then it's not their fault and it's not your fault. I think that's where you always say, write it down. Write down what's going on. And that, I think that's a good way. If I don't write it down, I don't remember it anyway. So I think that's a good thing. Even if you're taking your car in for a repair, here's what it's doing. Here's when it did it.
Right. And, you know, and they need to specify that. The service writer needs to specify the fact of the problem that they're having and, you know, make a note to the technician. He may have to go a little bit deeper into this, to resolve the problem. But I highly feel that he has two problems there.
Yeah.
Along with the brake system, the hydraulic system, and of course, the possibility of, the pads being seized in the caliper mounting brackets.
Plus the fluid potentially being the original fluid in the car.
very possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, I feel like it's important to tell people, technicians need to know the whole story, and sometimes they don't get that, and we can't blame them for that.
Right.
Planning a summer road trip? Well, Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery while you're on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine code scanning pinpoints potential issues quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at advanceautoparts.com. Diesel owners know, take care of your engine and it's going to return the favor. Hotshot Secret formulates additives that help prevent problems and boost performance. Diesel Extreme cleans injector deposits while EDT increases fuel economy by up to 7.3%. It's scientifically proven by third-party testing. Add Hotshot Secret at your next fill-up to get the most out of your diesel. Hotshot Secret products are available nationwide at AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Walmart, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and online at hotshotsecret.com.
Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. I want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by Motorad, manufacturer of direct OEM replacement parts for today's demanding evaporative emissions system. For cleaner emissions, optimal efficiency and performance, and a greener future, trust Motorad's evaporative emissions program. You can learn more about that right there at Motorad.com. And I want to remind you that with three premium options, Peak Power Vision Lighting is engineered to increase light output, producing Peak's best nighttime illumination yet. And you can learn more about that right there at peakauto.com. We have another great sponsor, Dan, Advance Auto Parts. And I think this is cool. We gave one of these away a couple of months ago. It's a diehard 73-piece roadside emergency toolkit with the portable tote. It rolls up. Almost like a chef's equipment. You've seen the chef unroll their knives and stuff.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, and that's what this is, but it's your roadside emergency kit. It's got all the essentials you need. You'll be ready for breakdowns. It's organized in sections. It's honestly, when I saw it and I went online and looked it up, I want one of these really bad. I don't really need it. but I love new tools, and this is really cool with when it unrolls and all everything's sort of laid out for you. We're going to give one away. Here's what people need to do. Just go to our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is The Car Show Radio Show. The Car Show Radio Show on Facebook. And I will post up there. I will post up there later on today. I'll have a picture. I'll put a link up. It'll be all this is, and the value is it's a almost $63 value, so it's really a very nice kit. You reply, we'll put you in the drawing, we'll draw a name out of our Facebook, and you can win one of these kits for yourself. And I don't think you're eligible, Dan.
Well, that's true, too. But, as you're talking about that and about the rollout and what's mm-hmm. in the kit, I remember that caller mainly because he called back and was just thrilled with the kit.
I remember that too.
Yeah. I believed he'd lived somewhere in Southern Florida or whatever. That part of it, I remember. But other than that, the guy was absolutely besides himself. Couldn't believe the quality in the convenience.
Yeah, it's a diehard cool toolkit. So, I mean, diehard brand, come on. You know it's going to be good quality. And then the fact that it rolls up so you don't have this big thing in your car. It rolls up toolkit. It's like, how smart is that? Diehard figured it out.
Well, plus, it, you know, can be stored easily, you know, where you're, if you have a spare tire back there.
Correct.
up underneath and...
Yeah, this is perfect. So just head to The Car Show Radio Show on Facebook. Tell us why you want it, or just tell us that you like us, or just look at us and enjoy the Facebook page. and we'll enter you to win. We'll draw a name out of the hat. Cindy will draw the name out of the hat, so Dan and I will not taint the outcome, and I won't try to throw my name into the hat. And you can win. And we'll promote this. We'll do this. We'll talk about it for a couple of weeks, and then we'll give it away in a couple of weeks. How about that?
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, cool. Let's do an email here, Dan. We were talking about brakes. Let's stick with brakes for 300, Alex. This person has a 2018 Civic with 108,000 miles on it, and it said it's an automatic transmission. He said these are its original pads and rotors, which seems... 108,000 miles seems a lot. He said, I was checking my brakes because there's a squeaking sound, but it turns out that the pads look fine. After more research, I'm thinking I should try re-greasing some of the grease points. Do you have any suggestions?
Yes, do not do that. but keep in mind that if you have an EV because of regenerative braking, yes, brake pads can go 100,000 miles and almost look brand new. Now, I don't know what type of vehicle this is, whether it's a hybrid or whatever. Who knows? I don't know. But here's what happens. You have thermal degradation. In other words, you have the heat that's generated. So what can happen? You could look at it just like we talked with Warren on his Cadillac LXR. You have intense heat, and what it can do, it can melt the resin that's in the pad, and what it'll do, it will create a hard, smooth glass like surface. That's number one. That's right off the top. Okay, the glazing.
Okay.
And then the thermal breakdown often sometimes can, you know, because of the binding agents and everything that's in the friction material, even though he doesn't think it's accelerated wear, well, it is. He's looking at the brake pads, but you can't see that inside pad. That's where most of the force is located at, is on the inside. But you literally have to take the caliper off to look at that. And then, of course, if you have this heat, and even though he says it looks good, there can be a lot of cracking and crumbling of the material, the with the binding agent of the friction materials. And that right there is not good, because what happens, you can, you know, some of the pads can actually break away from the steel metal pad that this is all glued to, if you want to call it glued to, and that part can rust. It can rust in there. So what he's doing, he's dealing with something that he could get into a point where he needed braking, and he needed braking hard and fast. That pad could actually break away. The friction material can break away from, it's not riveted on there. It can break away. So bottom line is this, you know, you could have a spongy brake pedal feel. You could have a temporary loss of stopping power. And you have to remember too, when you're driving a vehicle, when something slowly happens, it may feel okay to you, but it's not. If someone else gets in that car and drives it, and you know, the biggest thing here is safety. It's all about safety, all about safety. So, and that's where I stand on that is, you know, have it safe. Yes. Can you get that many miles out? Absolutely. One of my friends had 150,000 miles on a vehicle that he was a buyer. He went to different car auctions and, you know, he was a moderate driver, but he did. He had 150,000 miles same way, but it was all road miles. And I, you know, he drove moderately, you know, so across yes. Can it last that long? Okay. Yes, but it's not safe. It's not safe.
So what would you do? Would you just have somebody inspect it thoroughly, or?
No, I wouldn't even do that. No. The rotors themselves can wear over time. They can warp over time. You know, we don't know if this Civic has a little bit of a brake pulsation at all to it.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend that the, you know, if he wanted to do this himself, he could go to Advance Auto Parts. He could buy the brake pads and the rotors from them. He can then purchase the CRC products that he would need to do this properly, because it's also cleanliness. And he talked about greasing things, but he wants to make sure that he can use the brake clean, brake parts cleaner. He'll need that for even when, before he even starts the job. He then needs to make sure, if he's going to do it, that he's going to purchase the CRC ceramic, ceramic fortified brake system grease. This is the grease that you need to use on that, because it can go up to, it'll go anywhere from 50 below zero up to 3000 degrees compared to normal greases. You don't want to use any other type of grease, especially to the fact that if you use it where the caliper guide pins are, it can gum up, and then you're leading yourself into other problems down the road. And to be extra safe, you can also, you know, at Advance Auto Parts, buy the CRC Disc Brake Quiet. And what it is, it's a compound that you actually put a bead on the back of it and smear it on and let it dry. Mm-hmm. That will also help with brake vibration and noise.
Oh.
But again, you know, the age of the vehicle and the miles on the vehicle, don't push it. It's safety. It's definitely safe, even though it looks like you have enough brake pad there. But again, you can look through the wheel. Most wheels today are open, and you can look through there. And yes, you can see that there's brake lining there.
But.
The physical appearance and the cracking and the glazing, that's important. You need to take it apart and look at it. And guess what, Brian? If you go that far to take it apart and look, you might as well do it and get it done right.
Yeah, correct. If you're going to pull it apart anyway, have the stuff. If you're going to do it yourself, I would imagine having the stuff there. I mean, pull it apart, inspect it. What's the worst case scenario is I have these parts that I either have to return or sit on until I'm ready to make the change. But then if I pull it apart and it's bad, I can go ahead and make the repair.
Right. Just do it. 100,000 miles, 10-year-old vehicle almost. Just do it. Get it done. Be safe.
Yeah.
Do it right. Do it right the first time. You know the saying, there's never enough time to do it right, but always enough time to do it over. So
I always have that much time, Dan.
I know you do.
And there's nothing worse. Yeah. Everybody I think learns this the hard way. There's nothing worse than doing it the wrong way, and then a week, a month, a day later, you have to do it again. So much better to do it right the first time.
Keep in mind, did you know even in a shop environment or even a do-it-yourselfer, do you know 99% of comebacks on brakes is because of noise? Because of noise.
Really?
That's why you have to do it right the first time and use good quality parts, like parts you can purchase at Advance Auto Parts.
Yeah, and the CRC brake clean and the grease.
Yes.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, I think we've solved the brake problem completely, Dan.
Many times over.
That's what we do here. We'll be back right after this. Did you know that one out of every three vehicles worldwide is powered by Clarios? They're a massive global force in energy storage, bringing advanced battery technology to the everyday driver. We recently caught up with Clarios Product Portfolio Director Troy Hanke to talk about the accelerating transition to AGM technology. Troy touched on the engineering behind AGM batteries.
AGM batteries, or absorbent glass mat, use advanced fiberglass separators to absorb the acid, which creates a safe and spill-proof design. They also maintain internal compression and even acid distribution, improving durability, vibration resistance, and long-term performance.
Because today's vehicles are packed with advanced electronics and essential driver and safety features, understanding modern battery technology is critical. Matching your vehicle's power demands with that right technology is the key to avoiding unexpected breakdowns. Don't wait for a dead battery to leave you stranded. Visit autobatteries.com to keep your car reliably powered for the road ahead.
The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Want to remind everybody that we're brought to you in part by K-Seal, the global leader in coolant leak repair. Leaks in the radiator, head gasket, heater core, water pump, wherever. You don't have to have an expensive repair done. K-Seal is a trusted and proven one-step coolant leak repair. No draining or flushing required. You just shake it, pour it in, and you go. You can learn more about that right there at kseal.com. I want to remind everybody, too, while we're reminding you of things, that you go to Facebook, The Car Show Radio Show on Facebook. That's us. We're going to give away a 73-piece die-hard roadside emergency toolkit with a portable tote. It may be one of the coolest toolkits I've ever seen in my life, and it's die-hard, so you know it's a great quality. Go there. You'll see the post. I'll post it up, and I'll keep it up there for a while. So you can see what the toolkit is. You'll get a link. I'll give you a link to Advance Auto Parts, who is providing this for us to give away. So thank you to the nice people at Advance Auto Parts. And we'll throw your name in the hat. I'll take my hat off. We'll throw your name in the hat. Cindy will pull a name out of the hat, and we will send you one of these 72-piece die-hard portable toolkits. 73-piece. I took a piece. I'm going to keep a piece for me. So you get 72. I'll have one.
You know, Brian, I think I'm going to go. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to Advance Auto Parts and take a look at that kit in person myself. Oh,
I got to tell you, I've just seen a picture, and I thought the same thing. It's like, I might need one of these.
Well, hey, you know the fine print. Can't do that.
I know. Stupid rules. What's been going on in the shop with you this week, Dan?
Well, you know, I don't always a lot, but I'm gonna do something very basic to the point, because I know this happens quite a bit. Keep in mind that in your vehicle, the heater blower motor works year round, whether it's for air conditioning or ventilation or heat. But I had one of my customers that has a 2013 GMC Sierra 2500 HD that only has 50,000 miles on it. You know, it's a pulls his motor home and things like that. But mm-hmm. he was complaining about the heater blower motor as he drove would turn on and off all by itself. So, you know, naturally he's a handy guy. He went out to Advance and bought a heater blower motor for it. And he thought he had it fixed, and it came back again. So what did he do? He pulled it out. He says, well, maybe this is a bad one.
Yeah.
Took it back, and naturally they warrantied it out for him. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case, and that's how it ended up to me. So what's real common, not necessarily on this vehicle, but a lot of vehicles, you have to keep in mind that since that thing runs all the time, and especially if you have it at a high speed, there's a lot of amperage that's drawn to spin that blower motor and that wheel, but also because of the fact that of the amperage draw, it can put a lot of heat to the positive line leading to that blower motor and also to the resistor. So bottom line was, it wasn't necessarily the blower motor. Turned out to be that it was the heater blower motor resistor. Not that the resistor was bad. The resistor is what gives you your speeds, low, medium, and high, and so forth. But what happened, because of the amount of amperage in that draw, it literally melded the connector to the resistor. Now, keep in mind, the resistor is not even close to the motor. It's off location a little bit into the heater blower motor housing and also into the evaporate case. So upon that inspection, naturally, it was melded so bad, Brian, that I couldn't even pull the connector out of the resistor.
Oh, wow.
So the good news is this. Our friends at Dorman, they have to offer what it is. It's called the OE Solutions, which tells me, if it's an original equipment solutions, that this happens quite a bit, that they offer the blower motor resistor kit. And what you get with this resistor kit, not only do you get the resistor, but you also get the harness that plugs into that resistor, along with the appropriate heat shrink butt connectors that you can make a proper repair and put it back on the road. So he was a little shocked that he went through all this work, the customer on this truck, replacing that heater blower motor, when that wasn't the case. And I told him, I said, you know, overall, he felt bad that, you know, he spent that extra money for the blower motor. I said, well, keep in mind too, over time, that blower motor can wear. And if the armature and the brushes are wearing down, that's probably what caused the resistor in the harness to get hot and melt because of the electrical load on it. So you did the right thing. In fact, I would recommend, if I found that, you know, being the problem, I would definitely recommend both the heater blower motor and, of course, the Dorman OE Solutions blower motor resistor kit.
Oh, okay. And that's nice about Dorman. And I don't remember Now you're talking about when I was young, so many, many moons ago. I don't remember the kits ever were like the Dorman does now, where it's OE fix, or it's OE or better. It was just a part, and you just bought the part. Now, not only do I get the part, I know that whatever the problem was, if other cars are having that same, you know, other cars like mine are having the same problem, they fix the problem.
Well, you know, and then nice. Don't get me wrong. A lot of these cases, and I remember from over the years I've done repairs, that sometimes you can't buy that harness separate. You have to go to the dealer, and you have to spend a lot of money and buy the whole harness instead of the end you need. Or you would go to a salvage yard, which nothing wrong with that, and you would ask someone to cut that out. But most likely, you would get the same thing you already have.
Yeah. So. And it would have the same problem that you already had.
Right.
I think it's nice. Yeah. I think it's very cool, and a tip of the hat to Dorman for these OE fix parts, where we know this is a problem. Here's a solution. I think it's great.
Right. And there's thousands, 10,000s of parts that they offer.
Absolutely.
Pertaining to the automotive world.
Yep. I got a quick email here, Dan. This person has a 1997 4Runner. They don't give me the miles. Coolant leaking through the exhaust. He said, can you help me explain what could be wrong? My engine oil is not mixing, and the level is normal, he says.
Okay. Not uncommon for vehicles that may not have been serviced properly with the cooling system. I know most manufacturers recommend every 5 years or 150,000 miles. Mm-hmm. What happens, the coolant can break down, the additive package goes bad, so all the rust inhibitants, all that's gone. And what it can do, it can take that cylinder head gasket, which has metal in it, and over time, it can actually, because of electrolysis, it can eat away at that gasket. So that's why he doesn't have it in the oil. What it's doing is the cooling system is leaking coolant into the exhaust, okay?
Okay.
At the cylinder head, most likely. I'm going to say where it's at. I mean, there is a possibility that if it was overheated, it could be the cylinder head. But that's where, again, our friends at K-Seal has a product that's called the K-Seal Ultimate.
Yep.
And what this is a permanent head gasket repair. But again, too, it also seals cracked cylinder heads and also porous blocks. You know, porosity in cast iron can happen. So over time, you could even have a leak over there in the block creating the problem. So I know for a fact, too, because I recently bought one for a farmer friend and his old tractor on this that worked. This is, you know, within the last couple of months that Advanced Auto Parts does have it. Very simple to use.
You just pour it in, right?
Yep. And you want to make sure that when you do go to Advanced Auto Parts, and if you do have to top off the system, you can buy the ready to go pre-mixed coolant specific for your vehicle.
Yep.
Especially if it's leaking coolant, you want to refill it with the proper stuff. You'll be able to get both the Peak products and the K-Seal there, and follow the directions that's listed on the can. And what I recommend too is that if it has a radiator cap, you're going to want to pour it into the radiator. If it has a recovery tank, you don't want to put it there. And make sure you shake it well and pour it in and run it. Just follow the directions.
Just pour and go.
Pour and go. And guess what? If it don't work, it's a money-back guarantee. That's what I like about it.
And even pour and go, even I can do that.
Of course you can, Brian.
We'll see you next week here on The Car Show. Brake operation is a critical part of vehicle safety. CRC Industries, the makers of BrakeLean, is proud to offer a number of products for brake-related service and repair, like CRC synthetic brake and caliper grease. Used to reassemble both disc and drum brakes, it resists moisture and will not wash off. And CRC Celeramic Brake System Grease is a synthetic dry film ceramic lubricant formulated to reduce brake noise and vibrations. You can learn more about these and other great products at crcindustries.com. Planning a summer road trip? Well, Advance Auto Parts is here to keep you confidently on the road with free, easy, and convenient car care services. Free battery testing and installation at most stores ensures you're never stranded by a dead battery while you're on vacation. Free wiper blade installation helps maintain clear visibility in any weather, and free engine code scanning pinpoints potential issues
quickly so you can travel with peace of mind. Drive safely this summer with Advance Auto Parts. You can learn more at advanceautoparts.com.